Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life. Hi, Rebels. We have something really special to share with you. For the next 6 weeks, we'll be airing 16 episodes from our Growing Up Powerful series. These are stories about dealing with big feelings, growing up, and connecting to the world around you. And just so you know, some of these themes may be mature for our younger rebels. We encourage listening with your grown-up. We hope you enjoy. And now, episode 3 of Growing Up Powerful, Expert Talk with Alexandra Vaccaro.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Up Powerful, the bonus episode. I'm Justine, your co-host on the Rebel Girls Growing Up Powerful series. And I'm here with Alexandra Vaccaro, who is an expert on psychology, meditation, finding breath, and calm. Hi there. Can you tell us a little about yourself?
Hey, I'm Alexandra Vaccaro. You guys can call me Alex. I'm a psychotherapist and certified yoga teacher.
I already feel calmer just listening to your voice. And can you tell us, what is a psychotherapist and what do they do?
A psychotherapist is kind of like a feelings doctor. I try to provide a safe space to help people learn about any difficult thoughts, feelings, emotions, behaviors that they're currently experiencing in their life. Sometimes we all experience really, really difficult challenges that we just can't handle on our own. And that's when I come in. I'm kind of like a little extra helping hand.
Okay, I am a big fan of therapy, but maybe for those people who've never been before, can you say what you love about it?
The best thing about therapy and therapists is they are like the neutral zone. So when you come in, you are walking into a no judgment zone. It's not your parents, it's not your friends. They are there as a neutral person wanting to help you. Their job is to help you become your best you.
And whatever I say stays just between me and the therapist, right?
Therapists keep anything confidential. If there is something that you don't want to tell mom and dad right now, we won't force you to, we won't tell them, unless we feel like your safety is in jeopardy or someone else's safety is in jeopardy. Then we do have to tell an adult or guardian something's going on. But we can do it together, we can do it during a session, and we can make a plan. Everything is for your benefit, for your safety. And if there's a big thing that maybe your parents should know about, we can use the sessions to talk about the best way to approach your parents.
Thank you. I love that. And to switch gears a little, sometimes my friends bring up problems that seem kind of serious to me. How do I know when I should ask an adult for help?
So sometimes it's not always clear how serious a friend's problem may be. If you notice any really significant changes in your friends, like they don't like doing the things they typically do, or they're not dressing up like they like to, or they don't want to hang out or talk on the phone as much, then those are signs that it could be more serious and that they are struggling. And that typically is a good time to ask an adult for help.
Okay, yes. And what kind of adult should I talk to about something like this?
So some examples of adults that you can ask could be maybe a coach on a team if they play a sport, a teacher that they really like. Maybe there's a school counselor that everyone knows is a really safe person to go talk to. Maybe you have an aunt and uncle or parent that you feel really safe going to. Any adult that feels like a safe place, definitely go talk to, because you know they love you and that they're going to want to help.
And let's say I go to an adult to ask for help. Do I have to tell my friend that I'm doing that?
So even though it may be tough, yes, you should tell your friend that you're going to ask for help. But reassure them that you're asking for help because you care about them and you want the best for them. And if they're scared or worried, tell them you'll be with them and by their side the entire time.
That does sound tough, but I hear you. The thing is, what if a friend makes you swear not to tell anyone that they're struggling with something, like depression or an eating disorder? I don't want to break a promise, but I'm worried about her. What should I do?
So it's really tough to be in that spot sometimes. It's wonderful to have friends that we feel like we can confide in, especially when we're struggling. You can express you care and you have concern for them, giving them support by listening, offering reassurance, checking in on them. Those are all really great things to do. But when you feel like it's something more serious and you're worried, starting a conversation with them about how talking to an adult that you may trust would really be a positive step for your friend in getting help so that they feel better. And if they ever feel hesitant, offering support to go with them, to talk to someone, letting them know they're not alone. And if you ever are concerned for your friend's safety, do not hesitate to go talk to someone.
I have to tell you about my friend Penelope. She's hilarious. She only eats cheese doodles and canned beans, and she loves to sing and fly through walls. Wait, did I tell you that Penelope is my imaginary friend? Well, she is, but she's totally real to me. Anywho, Penelope and I are very excited because there's a new movie coming out on May 17 all about imaginary friends. It's called IF, which stands for Imaginary Friends. Pretty cool, am I right? IF is so much fun, with lovable fuzzy giants and bright new galaxies. It stars Kaylee Fleming as Bee, a girl who discovers that she can see everyone else's IFs. Meanwhile, Cal, played by Ryan Reynolds, can also see IFs. Together, they team up and go on a magical adventure to reconnect forgotten IFs with their kids. IF is from the brilliant mind of writer-director John Krasinski. It also stars John Krasinski, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Maya Rudolph, John Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Emily Blunt, Awkwafina, and Steve Carell, just to name a few. It celebrates the incredible power of curiosity and creativity, and it's definitely a laugh-out-loud adventure for the whole family. IF comes out in theaters starting May 17th and is guaranteed to knock your socks off. What? Oh, Penelope says she wears two pairs of socks at all times. Also, that imaginary friends get limitless refills on popcorn. So join us in the theater on May 17. Bring your imaginary friends too.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Okay, and what if, I want to be a good friend, but sometimes I need to focus on myself. Is that selfish?
So a lot of times we think focusing on ourselves is completely selfish, when actually recognizing that you need to take care of yourself is great, awesome, amazing self-awareness. I think a lot of kids, especially girls, worry about everyone else, and they feel like they're doing a lot when they're helping others, and then they forget to help themselves because it's a lot easier to help everyone else. But when you're not feeling good and you're not feeling right, it's not selfish, and it's important to make sure you're good and you are important. And never, never, never be afraid to ask for help, because a lot of kids nowadays feel like asking for help is a weakness. And I just like want to scream it from like the rooftops. Ask for help. There are people who want to help you. Let them help you. We can't do this on our own. Nobody can.
Thank you so much, Alex. I want to scream that from the rooftops. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you guys for having me. I love being here. You guys are awesome. And anytime you need any advice, I'm here for you guys.
And thank you, Rebels, for tuning in to this Growing Up Powerful bonus episode. Take care of yourselves, and we'll see you soon. This podcast is a production of Rebel Girls. This episode was narrated by me, Imani Parks, as Justine, with special guest Alexandra Vaccaro. It was produced and directed by Haley Dapkus, with Joy Smith and Deborah Goldstein. Sound design and mixing by Mumble Media. It was written and edited by Abby Scher. Our executive producers are Jess Wolf and Joy Smith. Original theme music was composed and performed by Electric Burdocki. A special thanks to the whole Rebel Girls team who make this podcast possible. Until next time, stay Rebel! If you like what you heard here and want to learn more, check out the newest book from Rebel Girls, Growing Up Powerful, A Guide to Keeping Confident. When your body is changing, your mind is racing, and the world is complicated. With stories from rebels all over the world and guidance from some brilliant experts, this book is our newest BFF. Order your copy of Growing Up Powerful today on Amazon or anywhere you purchase books.
Thanks for listening to this episode, Rebels. Did you know there's a whole world of Rebel Girls to explore? Go to rebelgirls.com/more to check out our latest books, t-shirts, crafting kits, and, well, more. Visit rebelgirls.com/more. Until next time, stay Rebel.
You probably think you know fairy tales. Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood. You probably think that they're cute and boring. But the real stories aren't cute and boring at all. The Grimm fairy tales were weird and sometimes gross and often scary. And in the podcast Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest, you can listen along with a group of other kids as I tell them those tales. The episodes are sometimes grim, sometimes grimmer, and sometimes grimmest. But no matter how creepy it gets, we'll always have a great time guessing what'll happen next, cracking jokes, and discussing what these tales mean to us. You can listen to Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest now, wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow the show so you don't miss new episodes.